Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting on Facebook as well as on Blog Talk Radio Station, Oracle Divination Network. Thank you so much for joining me. I am your illustrious host. I am Omi Inca 7, and I am bringing you the latest news on what's going on for Black African Americans. I'd like to say, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? If anything could happen to us, it has happened to us already. And we're at the brink of a boiling point. And what does that mean? We've reached our boiling point, and we would like to address where we go from here. I'm going to need you to call in. So fix those digits in at 515-605-9839. Call in at your leisure. We would love to have you calling in, please. Thank you so very much. Hold tight here. Okay, he will call us back, and hopefully we'll get that phone call from him, but this is an inappropriate time to pick up that line. I like to say, how's everyone doing this evening? You've got your Omi Inca 7 Live here coming to you on this station, Oracle Divination Network. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask the question, where do we go from here? We've had a pandemic that has brushed throughout the nation, killing several thousands of people. We have not turned to our African theological teachings. We have not looked into our crystal ball and talked to our ancestors about our condition. We know that the president is busy making deals and working towards outside people other than the African Americans who helped him to get into office. We know that we've been standing in line asking him to entertain our issues, but nothing has been done. But where do we go from here? How do we get the attention of our president to sit down with him and to talk about the issues that plague African American families? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been on these airwaves now for over 12 years, and we are still on the platform discussing our issues that are particular to the African-American community. Now, if we are at the bottom, there's nowhere else for us to go but up to the top. So I said we're going to the top of the mountain now. We've fallen lower than a refugee, lower than a refugee. A refugee is taking our place. So when we have fallen, after the bottom comes the what? After the bottom comes the what? The top. We're headed for the top, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think you know that, but we are headed for the top. And when you are headed for the top, ladies and gentlemen, there is no place else for you to go but up. We're on our way up. Say that with me. We're on our way up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care how you look at it, two ways you look at it, you can't go nowhere but to the top. So let's take our appropriate places. Take your appropriate places at the top. Take your appropriate places at the top. Some of you may have to go in to our president with a letter claiming our position in this matter. We cannot wait any longer for anyone to say, just wait, just wait. No, we're on our way to the top. And Martin said that he might not get there when we get there, but we're headed for the mountaintop. And when you're at the top, when you're at the top, there is no falling back down. So don't break camp. Don't break camp. You can't break camp. You must go and make a commitment to go all the way beyond the mountaintop. We want to see over into the promised land. Now, a lot of us believe in the promised land and that there's going to be a Jesus that's going to part the sky and come down here and get you and I. Not in this lifetime. We're the only Jesus that we are going to be able to see. And we have to grow up in God very quickly so that we can begin to do for self. When you are waiting for somebody to come, you will be waiting for a long time. Our leaders have told us that there are no one leaders that are picked these days because they killed them off. We're going to have to make a position and take a stand that we're going to have our needs addressed. Now, we are sick and tired of being sick and tired, like Fannie Lou Newhammer said. So asking for the president to entertain our issues is like talking to the door. So we have to set our precedence of what it is we want and what it is that we plan to get. All we need is somebody to open up the door. We will get it ourselves. Now that we have allowed refugees to come in, to reunite with their parents and their loved ones. Oh, boy. And then we're going to give them a check for $450,000 and a green card and their citizenship. Boy, they're doing a lot better than African slaves ever did. And they deposited nothing into this country. I mean, nothing. They didn't build railroads and they didn't build our construction of our highways. They didn't build our streets. They didn't grow our crops, and they sure didn't bring in the cotton. So what the cotton picking thing is going on when they can overlook us cotton pickers who picked the cotton so that they could get rich? How long will they ignore the fact that our forefathers were here first and they picked the first barrel of cotton? And boll weevils couldn't get to it because we knew how to preserve the cotton and pick it so that they had cotton that will be turned into threads and fabrics. We were the ones that laid the foundation on this side of Turtle Island. We were the ones who fought in every war to make sure their criteria were met. But were our criteria met? When we didn't even know that we had our freedom, they had to create Juneteenth to tell us that they bypassed telling us that we were free over in the southern states. No, the only reason we're being ignored is we're not making enough noise. I want the noise makers in here to say something. If you think that you can continue not to give any oil to the squeaking oil, we've got to be like the squeaking oil. They must apply some oil to us for us to shut up. But where do we go from here? Where do we go from this lonesome state of mind? We've got issues in our educational system that won't wait. Our children are being suspended at a large, all-time high. Our black males are being carted away to the special education department where they're going to give them special tutelage, reducing the academic criteria, lowering the standards. Our jobs are diminishing. We're being forced to take vaccines or else some of us are losing our position. This unemployment number has never been so high, with so many people walking off their jobs because they refused to take the vaccine. Then we got Fauci in turmoil with his own people who are standing up now saying they don't want to take the vaccine. We have an internal fight going on with a pandemic that we don't trust. We're looking at this pandemic and say, did they bring this pandemic on? Did they shut down the country to prove a point? Now they have all these people that are out of work and people who are taking the vaccine who are also claiming that they're still getting sick. They're still sick with the palsy. The vaccine has done no good for them. It has not preserved them, but yet it has left their bodies weak and frivolous. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I guess you could say we're going to the promised land. You don't have to die to go to the promised land. Heaven and earth can be right here on earth. As a matter of fact, you better plan for your heaven to be right here on this earth, because afterlife ain't promised to you. But we definitely can live a life of heaven right here on this earth. And most men know where heaven is, right here on this earth. We won't go into that discussion. That is a discussion for another time. But we want to know, what are we going to do in lining ourselves up to get in line for the next great movement? We're not sedentary people anymore. They got us moving from place to place. We're nomad, and we will begin to travel up that mountain to find a place that we can call our own. Right now, they don't want to give us any southern states or land. We're going to have to take that by force. That is going to be something that we must make up our mind that we're going to do and take it by force, because the land belongs to the people. We're the people that were sedentary here on Turtle Island. And that land belongs to us. And a man or woman without some land has no legacies to leave behind for their children. How is it that we can open our gates, our floodgates, to outsiders? When we first supposed to do for the house, we take care of the house first. Then if there's any leftovers, we pour it over into those outside foreigners. But we are acting as if African Americans are not family. We are family. As a matter of fact, we are your mothers. You are our illegitimate children who have gone astray. And we are your parents. And you must honor your mothers and your fathers that it might go well with you. Your time is almost up on this plane. Your time is almost up. That means that you have a short length of time to do right by your parents and your elders so that your loved ones don't suffer. You have a little time left to be in position of rulership, and then there'll be no more time for you. You will have to hand over the baton, because African American first world people are next in line to handle the baton. The question is, African Americans, are we ready for that baton to be handed over? Where do we go from here? Do we accept the baton? And do we accept the challenge to be the first to lead of people of color? Now, we want to even stop this so-called terminology, people of color, because we know who you have alliances to when you share in both nationalities. You either are black or you're not. One-third black says you are black. But see, when you have the mulatto child, he caters to the Eurocentric, non-Melanite individual. We have a war going on with those who are competing. They are competing. Let me see who we got here on the line. Hello? 708-475-2693. How are you? Would you like to speak? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? 708-472693. Hello? Hello? 708-475-2693. Can you hear me? Okay. Hello? Caller number 708-475-2693. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, when you get ready to say something, you will say it, hopefully. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, where do we go from here? We're talking from the perspective of where does African Americans go from here? We know that after the bottom comes the top. And we know that once you reach the bottom, there is nowhere else for you to go but up. And where are we going up to? Are we going to the promised land? Or do we create our promised land right here in the midst of this plane? We know that our turn to handle the baton, and the baton must be passed over to us. There's no two ways about it. When a certain people die off and their numbers dwindle, I don't care how many mulattoes they have created within their race, they must pass the baton over to the one that was last, because the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And now it's our turn. It's our turn to take handle of the baton, and we will run with it. And we will run and not feel weary, and we shall walk and not feel faint. It is our turn now. Yes, we've had various different outside individuals coming into our country illegally. They must be dealt with. We cannot let illegal individuals come into our country and say that they need to be reunited with their children. Their children had no business over here in the first place, and neither should their parents have led them over here into a country that's forbidden. We should have put that wall up just like Trump indicated. That money that was put into building that wall and they ceased from building it was a waste. We should have put the wall up. Now we have open areas that refugees can come into anytime they wish to, and no one is apprehending them. But yet we say that we can go into the courtrooms and create laws to protect them, not to keep them out, but to protect them once they come in like they're a citizen, and then to bring their children together with them in harmony. How many times did African Americans get separated from their mothers and fathers during slavery? There was no reunion for them. They were never brought back together and brought into harmony and given a sum of $450,000. Do you realize the money that you could have given in reparation to African Americans who have left their legacies here by virtue of their mothers and fathers leaving their knapsack of their cotton bags to show that they picked the cotton, they picked the beans, they build the railroads, they build the underground railroads, they laid the cement on the highways and byways. Yes, we were the ones that made this country what it is today. We made it great, just like Trump would say. Let's make America great again by putting the African American first. Why should we be first? Because we're the chosen ones. We're the ones that they called on, and they said that we would be in position to rule again. Yes, we might have been stiff-necked people at one time, but we came to our senses, and we have ended up, gone on the voting poll lines, and got individual into office, such as Biden. We were the ones that brought the vote in for Biden. And he said that he would deal with us in due time. But that time has gone and passed. He has not fulfilled his requirement that he said he would give us. So maybe when he get ready to run the second time, we might not be there to reinforce that vote. We might not be supporting the Democrats anymore. Somebody has left us behind, but where do we go from here? We must take the baton, and we must lead the people, and we must show ourselves strong again, like we did in all of those wars that we stood out front and we fought for. We must take our patriotic flag and embrace it, because we are the real winners. And we are the ones that were here on Turtle Island before anyone ever got here. They don't know a time when we weren't here. We were always here. How do you take a people that's always been on this land and forget about them and let refugees come in to take their places? No, we won't allow it. Yes, we feel sorry for those refugees who came over the border, but they came illegally. They must go back. And they cannot take our places. We know where we're going from here. We're not going in the back of the line. And we're not waiting until Biden decides to entertain our conversation. And we're not going to be hypocritical and let them put us in their back pocket and divide us amongst one another like crabs in a bucket. No, we're going to stand as one, united in solidarity, so that we know where we're going from here. We're not going to question it. We're not going to be confused about where we are going to go from here. We're not going to split up our families and wait for the government to reunite us back together. We're not going to create a genocide. Well, genocide has been plagued over many blacks. They've had their loved ones split up. They've been displaced in society when it comes to employment. Their children have been displaced. We have had genocide spoken over us, African-American people, many times. And no one has came and brought us a check or written any bills that will give us that green card or give us the solidarity. But they have for outside refugees. They have brought them in and cried tears for them. But who will cry tears for the slaves under peony, who were supposed to be free, but still in the 20th century, they are hiding behind closed doors in captive and still in slavery? Who will cry tears for us African Americans who work Sleepy Part Hollow, who work the front line when they came in to fight the wars for World War I and World War II? Who will cry tears for them? I don't think there's anyone to cry tears for us, and we're not taking the place of the refugees. They got to go home. They cannot take our place. I'm sorry, Biden. You must send them back home and do it quickly, and you must guard those gates so that there are no more refugees coming in, and you must send those home that are currently here. You cannot give them that fund. You cannot give them that money. It would be a slap in the face to the existing citizens that you have here in this America who have done good by you, but you have not addressed us with our financial needs. Our land and our acres of land has been laid dormant. You've given away more free land to refugees than you have to citizens that are African American. And we are just going to put it to you rather bluntly. You must provide those rations that you have promised us, and you must provide them quickly. And you cannot go on any longer with this masquerade that you are addressing African-American. As far as Mrs. Harris goes, she does not represent African-Americans. She is not even one of the African-Americans. She's representing her Indian nation. And she has been put there as a ploy to make us think we have somebody in the White House that's going to help us. She has not helped us and said that she does not plan to put any attention on helping us. So therefore, this voting and going out there to hustle up votes for the Republicans or the Democrat is going to have to cease. We're going to have to walk away from this line of voting. And if we can't get our individual people in and our own party of who we are going to have work for us, then we will not serve Democrat or Republican, because they have dealt us a bad hand. You either deal us in or deal us out. We can't keep helping you to get the vote and get in there to watch you ignore us. Now, LGBTQ people that you went after to give them protection, they have not been in the game that long. You don't owe them anything. They have to earn their spot. And first, they're African-Americans first. And they must honor African-Americans first. And then they're LGBTQT later, much later. Because we're African people and we're one. That's what unites us together. But we are not going to have LGBTQ people lining up with white supremacists who are fighting against us. Then that's two groups of people that are fighting against us. And we can't have that. That has to stop. That has to stop. And I don't know what the agenda was, O'Biden, what the agenda was for you to jump up and write congressional orders immediately to protect the Asian people. Why? We needed protection all along for many years back in the 60s when they were watering us down, watering hole in us down, and putting us in prison cell. We needed protection, but there was no protection from the law. As a matter of fact, they sicked the dogs on us and gave us no protection. Where do we go from here? It's certainly not going to be water holes and dogs running us down. We are not going to put up with that anymore. We're going to the top of the mountain. Just like Martin said, he might not get to the mountaintop with us, but surely we will get to the mountaintop. That's where we're going from here. And we're going downtown to ask for our check. And if we can't see no understanding, we are going to demand our check. Because if you've got money to give $450,000 to these refugees, then you better pull the money out of somebody's hat to replenish the money that was stolen from us during slavery and the land that you started to dish out and discontinue giving out. Give us the land now. Give us free. That's where we go from here. We're not taking any other promissory notes. You can't give us no more promissory notes, O'Biden. You must do what you say you're going to do. There's another term coming up. We don't have to vote you back in. We don't have to vote you nowhere in to the premises. Because you lied when you said you would deal with us later. You didn't even entertain Ice Cube's itinerary. You didn't even read it to see what it said. That's how much respect you've shown us. And if you don't show us the right kind of respect, you will get no respect at the voting polls. Now, I'm speaking to the refugees. You know that you've done wrong when you crossed the border. You know you did something illegal. You know that you weren't supposed to be coming into this country. You know that. So why would you come into our country illegally and then expect to file a tort case against the United States for separating you from your children and displacing your children? You displaced your children when you went across those lines, when you brought those children over barefooted and let them find their own way, you were negligent. And we should be looking at placing charges on you for disconnecting from your younger children and allowing them to flee to a country by themselves. And now we got to pay you for what? What do Biden or Biden needs your vote for? You're not even a citizen. Is he going to try to slip you into making you a citizen? Because if he does, we'll find out about it. And you're not a citizen. And you haven't earned your rights over here as a citizen. So reconnecting you back to your loved one is the best that we can do and send you on back home on your way. No more discussion over giving you large sums of money for what? So you can come here and reinvest in our country and you're not a citizen? No, we're not going to have that. You're not going to get one red dime of our taxpayers' money. And oh, Biden, you made a mistake when you told them that. You should have cleared that with us first. And we're not going to let you walk all over us, and we're not going to continue to vote for you and to put you in office when you don't have our best interest. Now, where do we go from here? The first world people, I'm talking to you. I'm seriously talking to you. You are to head up this nation. You are to take the baton and gear up and line up. Don't break camp. Don't break camp. This is our time now. We will lead this country. We will set down precedent, and we will be the one that God has chosen. We are the chosen one, and God is calling us into place now. You are dealing with pure gods now. We are the gods on the scene now. And guess what? Because you have allowed us to work, we have become the masters, and you are going to become the followers. You made the mistake of letting us learn how to work through the sweat of our brows, and now we're the leaders of this organization. And we will take the lead. Most of the non-melanized people are dying off. The middle-aged white man is leaving this earth. He is vanishing, physically, mentally challenged. He is leaving. He must hand the baton over to us. Or by a supernatural thing, God will give us the baton. There will be nothing that non-melanite enforcers can do. Your guns, your carnal-minded guns will not be able to come up against the people who have magic in their hands. We don't know this, but we carry the vibrational frequency of magic in our hands. No, we don't have to pick up carnal-minded weapons. We do not have to come at you with guns, slingshots, bow and arrows, because we are the gifted ones that God has chosen, and our time has come. As Farrakhan would say, our time has come. It has come for a while. We're over 400 and some odd years out of slavery. And during 2019, things were supposed to change. But we're behind on time, you say. No, God is never behind on time. He's right on time. And when we ask the question, where do we go, Lord? Lord said, you know what I told you. You've always known that you're the chosen one. You could have stepped out of your chains anytime you wanted to perform immaculate miracles. And miracles will be performed. Those will open up, and those who have been masquerading as criminals, who have been put in the prison to loan out to other counties to do the media work, those jail cells will open up. And those who do not supposed to be there will come out walking like a natural man. And it won't be nothing that you and I can do. This will be all of the Creator's doing. How long can you incarcerate the people? How long can you try to masquerade as the jury and the judge? How long can you impede a criminal verdict on a person who have been placed in jail because they cannot fulfill a bond, a small sum of money, and now they're doing large sums of time. No, you must be punished because you created laws that don't exist and you incarcerated people that are not guilty. God said he would pardon this very sky to come here to address the issues that are going on here on this plane. How long will I ask that we will be in this limbo position? Not long, said Martin Luther King. Not long. Because he told us to go downtown and to get our check. His only problem was he failed to take us downtown to get that check. He did tell us that there were large sums of land that had been given out in land masses grants. He did say that there were foreigners coming from other countries that grant funding was being given to and large sums of money. He wasn't lying because we see exactly what O'Biden is trying to do now, give large sums of money to refugees who never worked in this country. Well, that's not going to happen, and we're going to see to it that the president know that we want the refugees to go back home. Let them deal with their problems at home. We have enough to deal with here in our country. And we cannot have foreigners coming here taking our rations. Those are our rations. That money belongs to us. So I want to say to those who are downhearted, don't be downhearted. Lift up your countenance. Your deliverance is near. And I want to say to those who are fearing any man, you are not to fear any man, because God is the man too, and he exists and resides within you and I. We are the gods today. If you're going to pray to anyone, pray to yourself. You have risen up and become the God. There is no one God that will be erected to this earth, but each and every one of us who has God's essence has the ability to allow God to rest, rule, and abide within each of us. So pray to yourself and begin to look to yourself for solutions. That essence that God put in you, he will cause the frequency in your third eye to open up. You will not be only seeing with your natural eye, but with your third eye will you be able to comprehend what is about to happen. Right now, we're looking at a pandemic that's man-made, that's been laid out in this continent in order to give a vaccination that will change our DNA and put us in line to be governed and to be ordered around. African Americans have their own vaccine within their body. We have the ability to heal ourselves, physician. We have the ability to fight through the COVID virus. We have the ability to heal ourselves. There is no vaccine that you can give chosen people. There is no vaccine that you can give chosen people. If we do contract the virus, we will fight it off because there are DNA genes within inside of us that are not like the protein genes that are making up these antiviruses that we're being injected with. People are being injected with medicine that's going to make them sicker, not well. And there's nowhere in any writing where you said that this virus that we have or that we contracted, if you give the vaccine, that it will cease from the virus growing. No, it will not. So there is no cure. But there are many people taking this vaccine who are getting very sick, and some are sick with the palsy. And one thing I want African Americans to know, that they're putting it on their own people now. They're putting fear in their own people as well as in African Americans. But fear not, little children. Fear not, because the man too is with us. That means God is with us. Do not fear and fret over this virus. God will make it right so that we are protected and a shield is put around us. And that every viral that tries to penetrate our bodies We will have a T cell to fight it off. We're building it up right now. God will not allow his people to be taken again by viruses or by floods. So we're not going anywhere. We're growing stronger. And as we grow stronger, the virus will grow weaker. So fear not. Don't let a pandemic of fear grip you. Don't let fear grip you to the point where you want to die. You want to take your life. No, it is time to live again. It is time to be free. And we don't have to ask the question where we're going. We know that God will speak the word and tell us to head up and move out. We're going to the mountaintop. And when we go to the mountaintop, we're going to look over into the land that we are going to possess. And we're going to come out with great substance and all power in our hands. So don't ask yourself the question about where will you go from now. You know you are going to come out with all substance in your hand. That means you will gravitate to land and water, and you will possess it all. But we're not the kind of people that possess things. We inhabit things. So we will inhabit the earth, and the earth and they will dwell therein, and we will have the authority over the land. And no longer will you be able to set treaties that you fall short on. There will be no more treaties that you falsify. There will be no more game playing that you go into contract with someone and lie about, because we will govern you as you being our children, and children will get in their proper places. You've been out of order long enough. It's now time that the mothers and fathers step up front and lead this caravan. And not only will we lead this caravan, we will know where we're going from here. We don't have to ask the question, where must we go next, Master? How far can we go? And when will we get there? We'll know when we're there. Because we'll inhabit the land. The land belongs to God's chosen one. They've been knowing all along that we're the chosen one. That's why every attempt is made to put our lights out, to kill us off, to kill our sons and daughters in the streets. Every attempt has been made to create a genocide. But there will be no more genocide. You will have no access or no rule over us with your carnal-minded guns. They will be obsolete. We will be doing a new thing, and our magic will be sufficient to cause you to stumble and tremble from the sight of God. You will see the sight of God in each of us. We will display the face of God, and the face of God will cause you to back off and to stop your ignorance in racism and white supremacy. You will not have it in you to even carry out a stunt against your arch enemy. We're not your enemy. We're your blessed hope. And God has ordered our footsteps so that you can get in order and your household might be saved. We might give you the ability to save your household by giving you a warning to stop with your nonsense and your idiotic ways of white supremacists. That will cease, thus said the Lord. We will decree it, and whatever we decree must come to pass. We will decree that there will be no more wars that you set out against God's chosen people, that you set out to destroy God's babies and children of color. There will be no more of that. We will decree a thing, and it shall be so. Whatsoever thing we decree will be so. God has promised us a land. He has promised us the land. And we believe everything he says, or she or it says. So we know that we have come to a place in our lives when we are not setting any more promises with our arch enemy. We're not begging them for a place in their life. In the politicking area, we're going to stop the politicking. It has gotten us nowhere. We've gone nowhere with this politics. It's a game. Each one of them will be like the other. So if you choose one, it's like choosing the other. So we have to come to grips with we cannot use our voting rights anymore. We must release them and let them play their own game and stop running up behind these politicking fools who are promising us an audience who won't even give us a land, a part of the earth to reside in. You can't give what you don't own. That's why you haven't been able to give it. God will give it to us. He will hand it to us. It is our land that we inhabited and that we worked on and that we cropped and that our forefathers died on. Our ancestors will raise up from the grave to see to it that that is fulfilled. They slaved and died in their graves while cropping the land. They're fighting with us. They are more with us than against us. So I want you to know this question mark that we ask, where do we go from here? We already know in our hearts what we're supposed to do. We have got to stop fearing what the non-Melanite man might do. What we must tell the non-Melanite man is that we have to pray God off of you for fear of what he might do to you. For all of the blunders, for all of the mistakes, for all of the institutionalized racism, for all of the blatant errors that you've made against us, we're not pardoning you. We're not going to forget. We'll never forget. We know your gestures. We know your moves. We know what you are capable of, and we have to be conscious of that. So we cannot walk around blinded like we don't know what you're capable of doing. But you're not God, so you're not capable of doing anything against God. And there is no devil. You don't have the devil on your side. The devil can come out of you or I. We have duality. The devil exists within us like God exists. And when you bring out your devil, we can bring out our devil. And there is no devil bigger than the next one. The main thing we have to understand is we're not little children anymore. We're gods and we have overcome them. So when you come to us and tell us that the boogeyman is going to get us, then we'll be a bigger boogeyman than you are. A bigger boogeyman than you are. We'll raise up and become gods. And you will say, but there are gods over there. Grasshoppers will come back and say, there are gods in that land. And we will be the gods that you've been waiting for. Where do we go from here? We go to God. Our next step, we transition into God. And as we transition into God, we will put fear in you because you will know that you've seen God and you will comply because you don't want the wrath that God will put upon you. That's where we go from here. We go into the mountain and become gods and look over into the land that we're going to possess. That's where we go from here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a call-in line, and that number is 515-605-9839. You can call in to discuss anything that's been said here tonight. I know I've been on a roll and got into this conversation. Got into this conversation of where do we go from here. I'm sick and tired of people putting fear into the first world people about where they're going from here. I'm so sick and tired of people fainting with fear because they're upset about their plight and their status in life because they have lost income, they have lost jobs, they have lost loved ones. They're not going to stand to lose anymore. It's time to go up to the mountain. It's time for us to take our appropriate places and to stand for what we came here to do. And that is to manifest ourselves into God so that we can begin to win again. We were once on top, and we had this country at one time. I understand that it had to be given over to the non-Melanite man because of our stiff-neckedness. We've learned our lesson, and now we're ready to take the reign again and we want to rule again, and we shall rule again, and in due time. But the question is, will you be ready when we say where we're going from here? We're going up to the mountaintop, and we're going to go downtown and get what is due to us. We're not going to ask anybody's permission to give us free. We're going to take a stand. No man gets his freedom by asking for it. You must take your freedom by force. And that is where we're going. Now, we have a person here online, 708-475-2693. And if you would like to come and take a position to talk, we would like for you to talk now and say something. Can you hear me? 708, the phone lines are open. And if there was something you'd like to say, okay, you're live, and maybe you just want to sit there and see what I'm about to say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to commercial. Hold tight.
Brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to, get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it. Before I get ready to bring this to an end, I know you have places that you should have long been. I only hope that I haven't committed a sin by taking up too much of your time, my friend.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure that you are aware of the fact that times have changed and that you are aware of the fact that we are going through some particular times with some peculiar people. We are peculiar people, and we will make sure that we are on this plane as long as it's necessary. And if we have to go away from this land, we will go away in knowing that we are going up a little higher. And if that means going to the mountaintop, to look over into our promised land, then let it be so. Let us see our land that we're going to inhabit. And if we inhabit that land, let us be the kind of people that God has intended his special people to be. Let us come back to our original selves. Let us begin to love one another and begin to understand that love is stronger than hate, that we can possess both love and hate. But let love rule over hate. And no more will we have anyone incapitating us into prisons, putting us into slavery. There will be no one person that resides over us that will beat us down and break our will. We are the leaders of this world, and we will take our appropriate places. And that's where we're going from here, straight into the mountains and the promised land. Are you ready to embrace and possess your promised land? Get ready, get ready, get ready, because the Godhead said that there will be a time when we will go into our promised land right here on this earth. We don't have to transition out of this plane to go into heaven. We will bring heaven right here on this earth. This is where we go from now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give out that phone line number again, 515-605-9839. If you'd like to call in and voice your opinion and have your say, then have your say so on us. We invite it. Thank you so very much. And stay tuned. About time for us to be getting some people to call in here. We'd like for you to call in and voice your opinion if you have one. If not, we'll give you one. We're going to the mountaintops, whether or not anyone liked it or not. We're going to look over into the land. We're going to possess our land. And for those of you who are ready for possession, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it was written that we shall win in the end, and we shall win in the end. And I don't know about you, but I feel that we are going to win, and we will be over this whole thing, and we will no longer be spreading, wondering about when will it be our turn. Our time has come. Our time is now. And what we must understand is we have plans that we don't know about, must voice and talk about. And that's what these platforms are for us to talk about where we're going from here. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being a part of our show. And if you have something to say, if you're in the audience and you haven't said anything and you've been keeping your mouth shut, you might be the new kid on the block. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not too shy, you can call in at 515-605-9839. We've been talking about where we go from here, and a lot of us don't realize that we've got to have our minds made up. Stay tuned.
Productions brings you a spiritual lifeline connection. Poems written and inspired by a black woman, created for the sole purpose of diverse populations of women in recovery who have been victims but refuse to be victimized. Poems will be read by the author, Omiyinka Bidiako Garth. The collection is entitled The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth. Join me as I recite Volume 1 of The Journey of a Class Agent, according to Garth.
An intermission, and we would like to have you enjoying the music while we have intermission. For those of you who are fretting to call in, please don't be shy. Call in at 515-605-9839. We urge you to call in with your comments or your statements. And we do have a guest in the audience, 708-475-2693. If you'd like to conversate or speak, you are welcome to do so. And we've been talking about, where do we go from here? How are we going to handle this situation with our president-elect and our vice president? Is she really for us, or do they really care about us? We're going to find out soon. If it's not sooner than later, we are going to take our positions because we are the next in line for leadership. So take your positions and get ready to go up to the mountaintop. We're going to have our mountaintop vision where we look into the promised land. And we know that promised land is here on earth. And we don't have to transition out of this plane to go see what it's all about. Stay tuned for
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Oracle Divination Network. You can get your membership free here. We are recruiting men and women of the cloth for membership so that you can post your skills as a priest or priestess. We are also training individuals who would like to be a devotee. So please do sign up for your membership. We've been on the air now for over 12 years. We have a wealth of actual podcasts that you can go out and visit and download, and do become one of our followers. We have over 100 followers that have been following us for about 12 years. We look forward to you following us and be one of our followers too. Stay tuned for Still I Want You. Enjoy the music. welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And our featured topic today is where do we go from here? I still see the caller number 708-475-2693. Caller, would you like to speak? You're in the atmosphere. If you're still with us, give us a signal. Let us know that you're still out there and that you don't care to speak. Do you care to speak right now? You're in the atmosphere. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining us this evening. Our major topic is where do we go from here? We know a lot of pressure has been put on the African family. They've lost loved ones. Some of them have made their transition through the pandemic of the COVID virus. And financially, we've lost ground economically as well with jobs. And now we have reached a boiling point. And we ask ourselves, where do we go from here? Do we just take this thing lying down, or do we come out boxing and fighting and knocking out advertisements? Do we come up on our feet and travel to the mountaintop? That's where Dr. Martin Luther King would have wanted us to go, was to the mountaintop, to withstand this thing. And even though he couldn't get there with us, he wanted us to get to the mountaintop. And have you had your mountaintop experience today? If not, come and share it with us, because we are going to have a mountaintop experience. If we have to climb the mountain bit by bit, little by little, until we reach the top, we're going to be able to look into the promised land, the land that was promised to us by our higher self. Each one of us have a different vision of what our heaven is. But let us make our heaven here on this earth at this time and place. Let no man hover over you with his ruling stick. Their time will be no more. Our arch enemy's time is ending soon. And we will have to take the reign, and we will have to take direction for our own lives. Every man will be his own God and his own judge and jury, and he will govern himself accordingly. That is why this room was created, so that we can have EYPELU, good character and good conduct, to help each and every one of us to live up as uprighteous men and women. And that's what we do here in this room in Oracle Divination Network. We allow the paranormal to come here and to tell us about their dreams. There are men and women that dream dreams, some that interpret dreams, some that are manifestors, some that are clairvoyant, some that are audio clairvoyant, where they can hear into the lives of others, some who can see into the lives of others before it happened. We invite those characters to come to our humble station so they can talk about their gifts and their talents, and we can help them manifest their gifts and talents. We ask men and women to come and have membership here to talk about their gifts of healing, so that they can have a platform to draw those who are sick, those who are in need of a physician, that these people will deposit their gifts and skills here. And we call on each and every one of you, because you all have been made divinely, and divinely you are, and you must manifest your gifts. We've all been given gifts, unique gifts, and this is a place you can humbly use them. It is not a church. We don't advocate church nor religion. We want you to put aside religion and church and to develop yourself as a God, because God has given you everything you need, and he's placed this essence inside of you so that you can function like a God. So why not start here in this place? Why not allow this to be a comfortable place to come and share your gifts, your clairvoyant ways, your audio clairvoyant ability, and your third eye? If it's open, then use it. If it's not, let us help you open it so you can see with your natural born eye, so you can see into the lives and the future of others. This is where paranormal is accepted and welcome. We do not send people away saying that they're weird, that they're practicing voodoo. We acknowledge voodoo. Voodoo is a live and well entity that resides in all African people. It was our stuff, and we must take it back, dust it off, recreate it, and represent it to the world. So welcome to the world of spirits. This is the world of spirits, and we do acknowledge all those who are in the spirit. If you're not in the spirit, then you're in the natural. You're temporal. But we know spirit is lasting. It's long-suffering, and it will be here eternally. So we welcome you to be a part of what we're doing here in this classroom. And once again, we invite you to be a part two of our session, where we talk about what are the things we are going to line up in our repertoire that we must plan for, that we must get ready for, and that we must talk to our loved ones and align them with the struggle and align them with our purpose and our aim. Our aim is to travel into another plane, into a higher height and deeper depth. Our plan is to not be in a corrupted world that is about to perish. We are getting ready to come into a new dispensation, a new world order that does not corrupt its people, that does become conscious about higher needs, conscious about good character, good conduct, so that we can live in a world of peace where we no longer have to have security of policemen with guns beating our people over the head, but we will self-govern ourselves. So we are about a new coming of Christ, and the Christ is an attitude, and it is a character, and we can possess that Christ. We don't have to wait for Christ to come out of the sky. We don't have to wait for God to come down here and collect us. We are the gods, and we are about to lay down the laws, and we are about to live out the expectancy of those laws. Just as Martin Luther King gave us an example of what was to be, he told us to go and get our money, go downtown and get our check. Our checks are going to be released for that land. That land is going to be a substitute for what should have been released to us a long time ago. The 40 acres and the mule is no longer. We are acquiring all the land. The land must be possessed by its people. And we're not talking about some fake wannabe Indian, but we're talking about a first world people. So the fighting and inlay of fighting will cease, and the real gods will show up on the scene. And we already have. This is what we're preparing for. This is what we're asking you to prepare for. And we're asking you to get ready, because we are no longer going to be bound by anything, and we are going forward. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. You're with Omi Inca 7, live here in Oracle Divination Network. We encourage you to become a member as well as a follower. We've been around for over 12 years. We preach the paranormal. We talk to the men and women of the cloth. If you're a priest or priestess or aspire to be a priest or priestess and would like to be someone that would be in class to learn all about your African traditional religion or faith. We don't call it religion. It is a faith and a way of life. We are practitioners here that are healers. We invite healers in, soothsayers who have the ability to see into the lives of others, who dreams, and can interpret dreams. We are the paranormal. We are the rejected ones who have been rejected from church and who ministers do not want to hear them speak. And we are the ones that will allow you to come in and tell your story and be able to use your alternative gifts and be able to dreams and interpret the dreams, as well as to tell your story about the ancestors and the spirit world. We allow you to speak in the spirit world here in this room. We don't know anything but the spirit world. We do have bimbes, of course, and bimbes are when we allow God to mount us and to give us his message and speak through us. And when we are mounted, we say that we are possessed by God and speak his words. We allow the spirit to have its way here in this room. And if you are one of those people that have gifts and dreams and would like someone to interpret your dreams or would like someone to hear you out and what you have to say about being a paranormal individual, if you are a manifester, you can manifest things in your life. You can show people how to manifest things. If you are a Reiki healer, if you are a frequency healer, an energy healer, we invite you to come on in because we have need of your gifts so that you can begin to set this up as your platform and give out your name and number and tell about the gifts that you have that you would wish to share on this line with clients. So we invite you to come in and talk to us. Tell us who you are, a little bit about what you do, and we will help you figure out what the spirit is trying to say to you. A lot of people are confused by the spirit. The spirit is eternal. It will let anything slip up on you. It brings you all knowledge and forewarns you of any type of crisis or things up ahead. I am a spiritualist. I do practice Buddhist faith, and I go into that faith to learn more about how it exemplifies the Christian way. I used to be a Christian. I used to be baptized as a Baptist and Pentecostal training and teaching as well. They're all the same faith. And literally, you are not practicing anything different. They all have same concept. However, I choose to learn more about the Buddhists, the Black Buddhists, of course, and to understand the gods that existed there. And one of the things I wish to have you to know is that you can become your own living Episcopal. You are the temple. Your church resides within you. And I'm not telling you to go off and find a church home and start paying tithes. I'm telling you to develop your altar at your home. Your altar should be set up where you can go in at any time and practice your faith. Practice getting in contact with God, having oneness with God, so you and God become one. So I am no longer into church and religion and all of the procedures that they put you through, such as collecting your tithes and putting you on the spot and differentiating you between the fivefold ministry. I used to be an evangelist. I carried the words throughout the nation there in Germany, where I practiced gospel singing and ministered to many people in the word of God. I do enjoy praising, worshiping, and raising the roof for God. And as I told you, we do believe in bimbes coming together to dance until the Spirit comes upon you, until you become possessed by God and God speaks to you and through you. I do believe that we must contact our ancestors on a regular basis. They are the ones that we commune with. We don't pray to them. We commune with our ancestors, and we ask them to guide us and open up the way for us. I do believe in spirits, and we have deities that are erected throughout the country, and we have 256 Orishas that we actually commune with, and we learn their spirit, and we ask them to do favors and to help us. So I'm dealing with an African traditional concept. It is not Christianity. So do not come in here trying to persuade me to practice Christianity. Christianity is a Johnny Come Lately. I'm practicing one of the oldest traditional African faiths that there is, and that is African traditional faith. And I do not believe that there is a devil. He does not exist. There's good and evil that come out of each and every one of us. And we can manifest the devil in us at any given time, as just as we can the God. So we must get out of this thing about the devil made me do it, because you are acting as a God and you have no devil that's superseding you, only the God. But the devil can come up out of you in duality. Whenever you speak of good, you're unnerly spoken of evil. They both exist in duality. Once again, I'd like to thank you for being a part of our show this evening. And I'm going to give that number off, 515-605-9839. Please call in and enjoy the music.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the roots.
The poetry that you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, is poetry that I have written. You can find it up under lulu.com, under the, under lulu.com. And that collection is called The Journey of the Class Agent, According to Garth. And those are some poems that I wrote from the right side of my brain while in meditation. Please enjoy them. And go out and read them and purchase them. I am an international poet. I started over in Germany to recite the poetry. And literally, I was writing while under a trance. And those came out of my subconscious mind, my right side of my brain. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to enjoy the conversation we're having here, to be a part of it. And that gentleman or individual on 708-475-2693, we invite you to be a part of our conversation. And if you're just listening and enjoying yourself, I do invite you to enjoy the music and listen. This conversation is a deep conversation, and we can be on this conversation for a long, long time. Let's enjoy the music. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, our chat room is now open for those of you who would like to chat with me. You're open to do so. Our chat rooms are open and you can speak to the host. And I am available. Divination Network. You'll see my emblem there with my icon. So you can chat with me in private if you like to. I welcome your chats and your discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about where do we go from here now that the pandemic has begun and it has repeated itself. People have taken the vaccine and they're finding themselves still sick. Some people are reporting that they are having side effects from the actual vaccination. And we have large sums of people that have walked off their job to avoid from having to take the vaccine. We have large amounts of business owners who have lost their businesses, large amount of people who no longer are needed in the business arena. We have tons of people whose loved ones have made their transition and they're still grieving over their husbands, their wives, their mothers, their fathers. And now we ask ourselves, where do we go from here? Did China really get commission from some person in the United States to pervert that virus in a laboratory for experiment? And were they asked by the United States to create a virus? Now that we have the virus here, we are trying to busily create vaccines that will combat the virus. Can we really find a vaccine that will combat the virus? Or is this God's way of retaliating against the people? We've had a large loss of people. However, it seems like the elderly people who had contraindication were dying quicker than anyone. And now we look at the Africans. We see that they have very little people that are perishing. Is there any parallel against the Africans not dying as frequently as us Americans? Then we look at what can we do about our stocks and our bonds and our bank accounts. What happens to our 401k, our 403b? What do we do about our pensions that are being held back? I want to talk a little bit on the pensions because us teachers had it. We had it out where they stole pensions and they did undermining things to prevent the teachers from being eligible for their pool of savings. They may have gave them their 401k, but they held on to their savings. They fought them for their savings. They end up appealing and going to court over their savings. And a large amount of us teachers who retired without all of our pensions. But God is good. God will replace those pensions, and he will begin to give them their savings back. You cannot steal from God's people, and no man can destroy God's work. And we have seen a destruction of God's work, but some of us are still standing. Grace be to God that we're still standing, that God has preserved us. So where do we go from here? We go to a place called the mountaintop, and we look at the promised land. We not only look at it, but we inhabit the promised land. The promised land is ours for the taking. Black man, Gentile, white man, Jew, it is ours for the taking. We put up with the stuff, and now we can go back and get the rationing, the promises that God made to us. We can go back because he promised us that if we were faithful to endure, that we would come out with great substance in our hands. It is time for us to possess the great substance in our hands, people. Those of you who would like to talk to me in our chat rooms, I encourage you to do so. You are free to do so. I want you to know that this is not the end, that the end is not over with. We will rise to the top. We will elevate ourselves to the mountain. We will be the overcomers, and we will come out with great abundance and great substance in our hands. we will not perish. So don't be fearful and don't be apt to give away in the last minute. Keep up the fight. Don't break camp. Stay with it. There's a prize to be had at the end. And if you don't fail or faint, you will inhabit that prize when you get to the mountaintop. And I'm not talking about a mountaintop experience. I'm talking about getting to the physical level where you elevate yourself to a God standing. And God can decree anything. Whatsoever thing you decree, it will come to pass. Start decreeing over yourself and your loved ones. As you decree over yourself and your loved one, you will have what you say, because this earth was spoken into existence. You have the same powers that Jesus had. He said, "And greater things will you do than he did." It's time to now to speak the things that be not as though they were. We're going to have that mountaintop experience, and we're going to get over the grain house. And we're going to see into the promised land. Not only see into it, but we will go to the promised land. And as Martin told us, he couldn't make it over into the promised land. But we're going to do that for Martin. Because Martin had promised us that we were going to climb the mountain and that we were going to get to the promised land. So now that we have put our efforts into political action by pushing up the president-elect into office, we must gain something from that. We cannot wait for the president to reward us. God will reward us with his grace and sufficient. His grace and mercy is sufficient. Somebody say, grace and mercy abides around us all the rest of our life, and that our steps will be ordered by the Lord. So we will not be taking unnecessary steps to the mountain. That will not equate us to get into the promised land. Every step we take will be geared towards getting to the promised land. So when we chart out our plan, we must chart them out exclusively so that they will be able to get us in the right direction, so that we're not in the mode for fighting wars all the time, taking up arms. We will not possess carnal-minded weapons. We will use our God-given spiritual rites of passage to use words that are powerful and mighty. And we do not use carnal-minded weapons. So lay down your weapons and stop going to the shooting range to learn how to shoot because you think you're at war. God will fight your battles. You will just have to have the word of God in you. And the word of God in you will give you a tongue that's sharp, that is swiftly sharp, that will slew the common man. But you have to know the word of God in order to know how to have power. If you don't have the word of God in you, you don't have any power. And it's time for us to possess the land. Possess the land, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we're going with this. Martin Luther King was just one leader, but there were many more Garveyites and many more leaders, and we haven't gotten that closer to the mountain yet. We're still in the same position, steadfast and unmovable in the same position, and like a tree by the river, we can't be moved. It's time to move. It's time to move. There's a time to rise and there's a time to shine. And this is the time to rise and to move. We must keep moving. We cannot become sedentary. We must keep moving beyond the mountains into the promised land. What is the promised land? What does it hold for us? The promised land is bountiful. There is no limitation. There is no shortage. God has never presented a shortage of anything. He always has abundance. So therefore, there's no need to steal other people's things. You can have abundance too. You can be able to possess a mountain and pursue it because you have the mind of Christ and because you are God. And because you are God, they will see you and say that there are gods in the land. And the grasshoppers will look back and say, there's nothing we can do with them. They're gods in the land. We are the gods. And we must stand up and take our proper position. We are now ready to pursue a land. And when we're ready to pursue a land, we will have more than our 40 acres and a mule. We will reside over the land. And we will be the gods of this creation. But we must quickly reserve ourselves for that moment. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen, that you've come this far with us and that you have a vision that you can believe on the frequency. And I want you to know that it is a frequency that we ride on, and we're going to ride on that frequency. Continue to ride on that frequency in your mind. Hold that thought in your head. Don't let anyone come to you and tell you that you can't do it. Tell them that it was written and that the Lord has told you that you will possess that land, that you will have more than a mountaintop in your hand, that you will come out with all substance in your hand, and that you will win this war. Traveling us on this journey. I know it has been a journey for us. I pray and trust that you are believing on the everlasting arms of your higher self and that you're going to go into this land and possess your pulpit and possess your abundance. I trust that you will begin to go into meditational spirit and deep thought to see your promised land and know that it's there waiting for you and that you need to ask no man to give you the go-ahead to possess your kingdom. Possess your kingdom now and learn how to work it out. And each and every one of you will have the mind of Christ. So let's begin our journey. Thank you so much for joining me. You've been listening to Omiyinka 7 and Tribe. This is Oracle Divination Network, and we invite you to become a member. Go out and give me those two thumbs up and join our membership. You can come in for free. We do not have the premium set up right now. This year, we're trying to accept as many free members as possible. We will have an actual premium membership that will be no more than $5 in the future. While it still is free, it's time to sign up. We work with families and working with them to assist them in becoming their own parent information center. You'll be shown how to set up your parent information center if that's what you wish to do. We will mentor you as a mentee to help you get in position to have a business out of your home. We will also help you if you want to become a devotee. We are interested in your spiritual life as well. So we will help you to become a devotee, to go on to practice, to become a priestess or priest. So do join our membership. We are friendly here, and we have had over 100 and some odd members for over 12 years. Ask them what they think of our show. Ask them what they think of our platform, and they'll be ready to tell you they've been faithful members for over 12 years. We would like for you to come into our ministry and be a part of it. We're not a church, but we're a ministry. We try to get the men and women of the cloth and help them to use this as a platform to sell their gifts of healing. If you are a healer and would like to offer some type of consultant services and would like to use this as a platform, we invite you to come and do so. If you're a Reiki healer, if you are someone that is an alternative healer, please do contact us and let us know that you'd like to come on the show. And if you like to possess this platform to do your marketing, that is optional too. We are a giving institution and would like for you to be a part of Oracle Divination Network, where the paranormal live and where they come and can recite their gifts and not be afraid of the frequencies that they walk in and the gifts that they advance in. So please do join us and be a part of our next segment. We'd like for you to know that we come on the air periodically, and we are inviting you to be a part of that. Stay tuned.
Because
they charge us.